The Year My Life Broke, written by John Marsden and read by John Marsden. When we moved to Tarawarra, I'd hoped we'd be in a street with lots of kids, kids my age who I could play with. Struck out there, but you could stand on the footpath and look to the right, and on a good day you'd see an old white-haired Vietnamese man walking at a metre a minute on his way to the shops. And if you looked to the left, you'd see this blonde-headed lady with three kids all under the age of 1 1/2, crying and screaming and whinging. And sometimes the kids were crying and screaming and whinging too. Going past you about 10 times a day was a huge lady who seemed a bit NQR and who drove around on a ride-on mower. From the first time she saw us, she always wanted to talk to me and my brother and sister, but she cackled more than she talked, so we didn't have a lot to say to each other. One time she ran out of petrol just along from our place, and my dad drove her to the servo to get fuel. He said he had to make her stub out her cigarette when he put the fuel in her tank, because she kept leaning over to watch while he was pouring it. Secretly, I would have liked to go on her ride-on, do a bit of Formula One up and down our street, but I didn't think that was going to happen, and I wasn't going to ask the lady for any favours. Our house was bad enough, but I could have put up with it. For me, the real problem was Tarawarra. You know they call some towns real holes? Well, Tarawarra was the hole that the other holes fell into. It was the kind of town that gave holes a bad name. It was 40 k's from the city, 40 k's and 40 years. If you've ever had a piece of chewy in your mouth for a week and a half, you've got the taste of Tarawarra. The streets all had the look of roads that had nowhere to go. They just ran along in straight lines until they lost interest. There were the messy old streets like ours, and they were bad enough, but a couple of blocks away were the new ones, and they were like daytime TV, houses built by robots, robots on Ritalin. Some were dark red brick and some were medium red brick and the rest were light red brick, except for a few weird, wacky way-out ones that had cream bricks. Boy, some people lived dangerously. Each house had a double garage at the front, and believe me, the garage doors were the most interesting part. Some had signs stuck in the front lawns saying things like, "Mayfair Home Decoration," or "Allen's Auto Electrical," and that was the only thing that made one house different from the next one. Riding past these places on my bike was like riding an exercise bike at a gym. Nothing to look at, nothing to smell, nothing that came running out at you, barking and bouncing and wagging its tail. If they had dogs, they'd been put under the stupefy spell. These people wouldn't have had goldfish because goldfish are too hard to control. Even the snails had fled long ago.